Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said God never intended for us to pat ourselves on the back. If he had, our hinges would be different. We appreciate this opportunity of being with you for Bible study period today. We're glad to come with Bible meditations, and we're glad that you're listening. In our study, we've been looking at Paul's statement in Acts 20 to the elders of Ephesus that he had preached unto them the word of God. It was not the doctrines and the commandments of men. It was not what he thought about the gospel, but rather he had preached the word of God unto them. We were asking the question, why preach the Bible? Why was the emphasis given by Paul on the preaching of the word of God? Well, we first of all pointed out the fact that the Bible is not a product of the work of man. Men did not write the Bible of their own thinking. Certainly they were used in the writing of the Bible, but God told them what to say. And so the Bible is inspired of God. That very clearly points out to us the fact that the Bible, being God's word, is different from any book man has ever produced. Think about this for a moment. Man could not, even if he wanted to, produce a book like the Bible. It's just not possible. The Bible is a book of unity. The Bible is a book of fulfilled prophecy. And the Bible is a book confirmed by even archaeology. There are many things in the Bible that are confirmed by the discoveries of archaeology, the study of ruins, things that have happened in time gone by. And this is proved every time there's an occasion to do so, that the Bible was correct in the statements that were made. So, I say without reservation, the Bible should be preached because it is the Word of God. Well, second of all, I want you to think about this. Men ought to preach the Bible because of the power that the Bible has on the hearts of men. It's an amazing thing that a person can be living one way of life and then come in contact with the Bible and the Word of God and change completely his manner of conduct. The Bible says in Psalms 19 and verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." Now the word convert means to turn around. And the Bible will do that. It converts the soul. It causes a man who's going in the wrong direction to turn his life completely around. There are a number of Bible examples of that. Consider for a little while the life of the Apostle Paul. Paul was a man who persecuted the church. He was not just passively against the church. He was very active in the work he was doing in trying to bring to naught the work of Christianity. The Bible says that he sought letters that he might go from his city to other cities and bring back bound those who were calling upon the name of Jesus. His persecution was severe. Our first look at Paul is at the stoning of the good man Stephen, and they had laid their clothing at the feet of this man Saul while they stoned Stephen to death. He was consenting to the death of Stephen. And then he was very actively involved in persecuting the church. Then suddenly he turns. His life is changed. He no longer is an opponent of the church, but he now is one who teaches the very gospel that he once sought to destroy. Explain to me why such a startling change took place in that man's life. Now, if you know anything about the Bible, you know that the reason his life changed and he turned around completely was that he came in contact with the Word of God. He learned God's will. And when he learned God's will, it turned his life around. You remember he had a vision, and the vision on the road to Damascus was not a vision to save him, but was a vision to tell him that he had a job, God had a job for him to do. And so he was told to go into the city, and there it was told him what he must do to be saved. Once in a while somebody tells me, well, Paul was saved on the Damascus Road. I don't know where they read that. They didn't read it in the Bible. Paul wasn't saved. He still had sins when he went into the city. And he had to hear words whereby he might be saved after he went into the city. What he needed to do was to be told him after he entered the city. So if he was a saved man, he was saved still in his sins. That doesn't make sense, does it? Obviously, Paul was not saved on the Damascus Road. He later was saved after he was obedient to what he was told to do when he went into the city. But now look at the difference. What would make a man dramatically, quickly, and completely change from what he has formerly been doing? He's been persecuting the church. He's been going and consenting to the death of those who were Christians. He's done everything that he can against the cause of Christ. Now he is going away straightway preaching Jesus unto the people. Well, there's only one explanation. That is, the Word of God has had a powerful effect upon him, and he changed his life. Paul's not the only example in the Bible. How about a man named Simon? You read about him in Acts 8. A man who was a sorcerer, and he had given his life to trying to convince the people that he was some great man. But this man, the sorcerer, came in contact with the Word of God. And the Bible says that this sorcerer changed his life. He turned around. He was told, believe and be baptized, and that's what he did. Simon himself also believed and was baptized. Why would he make a change like that? Why would a good man like Cornelius in Acts 10 make the change that he did in his life? Now, certainly was good morally. No one would question the moral conduct of this man in Acts 10, but he was not yet a Christian. And so when he heard the Word of God, do you remember Peter came to the house of Cornelius? Cornelius said, Peter, we're gathered here together to hear all things commanded thee of God. We want to know, what does God say about it? Well, Peter taught him the word of the Lord. And this man was a person who was commanded, verse 48, to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So he was baptized. His life turned around. His life changed dramatically because he'd contacted the Word of God. So the power of the gospel is very clearly seen in the lives of men and women. I read a verse in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, where Peter says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. How did they purify their souls? In obeying the truth. The Bible then produces a great power on men's hearts. We appreciate your listening today. Invite you to listen again tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return.